Today is July 11th. On this day in 1761, John Wheatley, a successful merchant, purchased a frail little black girl off a slave ship in Boston. The Wheatleys named her Phyllis after the vessel that had brought her across the Atlantic from her home in West Africa. The family soon discovered that the young slave was an exceptional child. Their daughter taught Phyllis to read the Bible and later English, Latin, and Greek classics. Phyllis Wheatley's first poem was published in 1767. She was about 14 years old. When a London publisher issued a book of her verse in 1773, she became the first African in America to have a book of poetry published. Yet in spite of this early success, she died poor and unknown in 1784. For more about this and other Mass Moments, go online to massmoments.org. Brought to you by the Massachusetts Foundation for the Humanities.